Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. That's right. Hour number two. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we could spend our time on the air talking about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Terrible. Real tough. Just puts a damper on you going and getting your money. But with Discover, not the case. Because with them, it's easy to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount. Any amount. No amount is too large at any time. No time is too early or too late. Talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right, Rob.
Hey, Chris, before we get there, I do want to say this. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow night. I'm going to do something that I've never tried at home. And I might need some advice. Maybe you've done it.
You were waiting for a joke or something.
No. Maybe your wife has done it.
I don't know where you're going.
Maybe Iowa Sam has done it. Rob G, Steve DeSager. But I've never, you know how much I love lobster. You know, I can eat lobster like every day.
Okay.
I've never made lobster tails at my own house. Have you done it, Chris?
No. I've never made lobster tails at anybody's house.
No, but you know what I mean. At home,
never,
instead of
ever.
Eating it.
No.
And Rob G.
Never.
Steve DeSager.
Nope.
Iowa Sam.
Nope.
See, I've never done it because I think it's delicate and it's too hard. But I saw a couple of lobster tails on sale today, and I bought them. And I said, I'm going to go on the internet and try to figure it out. You think I could do it? And make it so that it's not, you know, like the big thing is they're not going to be gummy. You know, if you don't cook them right, they don't.
Oh, I'm not as up on lobster tails as you are. I don't know.
Rob G. Louie lobster.
They're good, but I don't. I like lobster, but I'm not like a lobster lover. But I do eat it, and it's good.
I'm not in Rob Parker's tax bracket to eat a whole lot of lobster.
Oh. That's
Let
it.
Alone
there you go, Iowa Sam. Here we go.
He left
lobster.
Out part of it too. He's gonna go out and catch the lobster, and then bring it to his house and boil it.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. All right.
Luck, man. Have fun with it.
Probably not
I'm
tonight.
Sure it'll be a good
experience. I need to do some research because I don't want to waste the lobster. I got to.
Yeah,
do
you
research.
Have the lobster.
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna maybe do it tomorrow. I need one more day to.
Well, Rob, I have heard that the best way to cook is when they're still alive.
Yeah, but they're dead. They were in the supermarket.
Well, see, you're already a step behind.
You're already, you're already.
You
got
to get them live. You have to hear them kind of screaming when they're in the boiling water.
Oh, is that nice?
No, seriously.
You like, scared?
That's
scared?
Supposed to be the best way to do it.
Yes, I don't even like to look at the shell. Like, they give me the creepy crawlies. I hate the shell. I like to take them out of the shell and then cover up the shells with napkins because I don't
Look, man,
see it.
You the man that takes the $10,000 first class flights.
What?
So why don't you just go to a nice restaurant and get you a lobster?
I
why don't
usually
you just go
do
to
that.
Mastro's in Beverly Hills and get you some lobster.
I just said, let me try to do it. Like
you got a hot date you trying to impress or something like that?
Oh, no, I would take
little,
her out.
A little 26-year-old or something you
She's
trying to
23.
Impress?
All right, there we go.
All right, let's get to it. Speaking of youth, LeBron James, now we all know that LeBron has spoken about wanting to play in the NBA with his oldest son, Bronny, LeBron Jr., who's a senior in high school. So that's only a couple more years. LeBron obviously still has game left. That seems like a foregone conclusion. I think, Rob, we got to see if Bronny's good enough. All right. But to be a one and done,
from what I heard.
Well, to be a one and done player. But beyond that, I think the only thing that would stop at least LeBron on his part is if he just keeps getting injured. Like, he can still clearly play at a very high level, but he's been injured, three of the last 4 years. And that's the concern. Is he going to be able to stay healthy? If he just keeps getting hurt, maybe he'll hang it up. But here's the big news, though. He sat down and spoke with Sports Illustrated and told them that not only does he want to play with Bronny, but he wants to play with Bronny's younger brother, Bryce, in the NBA. And that would be, Rob G, what, the 2027 draft? 2026 draft. Okay, so that's only, 4 more years. That is why. I mean, I never thought about him playing with his youngest son. And the youngest son, many think, could end up being better than Bronny. I'll say this, Rob. And, you know, look, I think LeBron, from all appearances, is a terrific father. I don't necessarily love – I don't mind it being out there that, hey, I'd love to play with my sons one day. But I do feel like it puts a ton of pressure on them. Like you mentioned, Bronny is not one of the top-ranked players in his class. I mean, he's top 30 or 40, something like that. But not like top 5, where he's a definite one-and-done case. And if they don't make it, it could – make them feel like failure. So I think you got to be careful with that. But I hope it works out and he can play with these guys. But I'll say this, Rob, and you know I think Jordan is the GOAT, and I think it's clear. And I think he'll be the GOAT when LeBron is done playing. Look, Jordan will. But if he plays with both sons, and is still playing at a high level over the next 4 or 5 years, whatever it would be. And this is the kicker. Wins. He's got to win like 3 more championships, which I don't think he's going to win anymore. But him playing this long, him winning 6 or 7 championships, that would be a strong argument for him being the GOAT. I think we always, and I think rightfully so, we take peak over longevity. right? Nobody really thinks Emmitt Smith's the best running back ever, even though he has the most yards because of longevity. Hank Aaron, as great as he is, Rob, very few would say he's the best player ever, right? Even a lot, most wouldn't even say the best home run hitter ever.
And Hank Aaron, just for people, played 24 years, Chris, and averaged 100 RBIs.
Right, and right.
Think about that.
Oh, no, his longevity was incredible. Years. Absolutely. But if both guys have played, had a legitimate career, and Jordan obviously did playing 15 years, I don't think the longevity is that big of an issue. His peak was clearly higher than LeBron's. But if LeBron can play, I don't know what it would be. My gosh, 26 years or what, 20? He's entering his 20s. So 25 years at a high level and have at least as many championships, if not more, that's when the case really could shift his way. Now, I don't think it'll happen. I don't think, I don't think he'll win another championship. But yeah, if that were to happen, I think that'd be a strong argument.
I don't think so. I don't think what his kids do in a positive or negative way has any bearing. It's still about winning, and I think you did say that, right?
Right.
The winning, the winning has to. The kids don't really play into it. He has to win. So his kids.
Yeah, I'm more saying the length. You know what I mean? Not that. Oh, he played for his kid with his kids too. I'm saying if he were to play 25 years. That's crazy.
But here's where my issue comes in. If I'm a Lakers fan or the Lakers organization, I know they just signed him to a 2-year extension.
Right.
I wish he would be focused on something else. I get it. Even if they ask you and your kids, you talked about the added pressure to their kids about making it to the NBA, which is not a guarantee. And not only one son. Oh. Now you're talking about two sons, and there's a lot that goes into it. But if I'm the Lakers, I don't want to be a sideshow, and let you be our personal. You're using the Lakers as a vehicle so that you can. It's not about winning. It's just so that you could pacify yourself and make you feel good about you and your kids. And that's fine, but that's not where I would want your focus to be in even putting it out. That would bother me that's where his focus is. He averaged 30 points a game last year, but they didn't win two games in a row for 3 months. That stuff should be inside, Chris, and maybe you mentioned it once, but to keep banging this drum about hanging on as long as you can so that you could play with your sons and all that, it just doesn't sound like a guy who's really, what I say, should be more focused in on trying to win as much as you can. If you get to that point, Chris, 2 years from now and your kid's there, that's great. I can understand that conversation. Hey, Bronny went to college. He had a great rookie year, freshman year. Wow, that's exciting. You know what I mean? And now maybe there's a chance of it. But putting it in the atmosphere to try to sell it to some owner of some bad franchise who's I'll take LeBron. I know he's played 24 years now or 23 years and he's not the same player and he doesn't impact winning. But I'll sell tickets and then we'll draft Bronny. That's what it sounds like to me. It just sounds totally premature, totally prefabricated, totally dream, pipe dream, reality kind of thing. More so than something that eventually could happen, Chris. And if it does, that's different. You just said it. Bronny's the 30th or 40th best player in the country. That's not even.
I don't think it's a pipe dream. Now I'm with you in that I wouldn't be beating that drum.
That's what he's doing though.
Yeah,
he did it at the All Star. Remember at the All Star game, he even said, "Oh, I would come back to Cleveland." And the people in LA were like, "Dude, what are you talking about?" They didn't like it. And you remember his agent had to take it back. You remember that?
Well, and say that he wants to play with the Lakers,
right?
I hear what you're saying from a Lakers standpoint because, and I don't think, I don't want to say, I wouldn't say his focus is on this more so than winning with the Lakers. I mean, obviously you can think about several things at once, and I think his focus is on trying to win. But I hear what you're saying that, because chances are this wouldn't happen with the Lakers. So you might go elsewhere. Right. You know, you're kind of saying you might leave or you will leave.
Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, for me, it's more so the kids and the pressure. Like, if I was in this situation, sure, I'd love to play with my kids. You know, had I been had boys and we all made the NBA.
Right.
But I wouldn't put that pressure on them because they might not make it. They might decide at some point they don't want it. I mean, really. You know, so there are all types of things that could happen. And when you put it out there so much, if it doesn't happen, it's not going to be a great look for the kids because so much has been put on them getting there. You know, and that's – so I'm more concerned about that angle.
I think you're right. If Bronny doesn't make it, Chris, well, then now what? You know, like that's going to be a big deal.
It's got to be tough. I mean, like right? with LeVar Ball. Now, LaMelo and LeAngelo – or LaMelo and Lonzo made it.
Right.
But the middle kid, LeAngelo, now he was always viewed as the worst of the three.
Right.
But still, that's got to – you know what I mean? You got to feel a certain way inside that, hey, I didn't make it. My brothers made it, and I'm the one that didn't.
Like the like the Manning brothers, Chris. Like the older brother they said was the best player. Right?
Really? The one that didn't make it was supposed to be the best?
That's what they said. That's what they
was that
like, as a kid, you know what I mean?
Right,
like was they thought he was going to be. He wound up not making it, and then the other two guys. I mean, can you imagine your dad? You're in a family of four boys, Chris. I'm just and two of them won two Super Bowls, and your dad was a
right.
You know, quasi legend in New Orleans in the day, right? Archie Manning.
That's how low the bar was.
Yeah, well, right. Quasi. That's why I said quasi.
Right, right, right. Nah, I hear you. But yeah, I think it'd be great. I hope it happens for LeBron and his kids, but I would just tone it down a little bit if it were me. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Just simple. What are your thoughts about LeBron's plans to play not only with Bronny, but with Bryce in the NBA? And if he can do it. Now, again, he'd have to keep winning. Would it enhance, in your view, his chances of being the GOAT and surpassing Jordan?
Now, LeBron has a daughter, too. How many kids does he have?
Yeah, he's got two boys and a girl.
Yeah, and he just texted me and said he's going to play in the WNBA with his daughter, too. So
yay.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs. From manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are brought to you by AutoZone, as always. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. Simple as that. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go on over to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
Chris, you know why Iowa Sam's playing this hot, hot, hot?
So hot.
It made me feel like I was in the Caribbean.
But it, at a resort out in
LA, next to the pool.
It is Dubai hot. It's Africa hot. This is a hot spell, yes, in
what's
LA.
What's the temperature there?
Hey, Iowa Sam, wasn't this supposed to be like in some areas over 100 this weekend?
It better be
right?
Triple digits with the way you're talking.
Yeah, no, Chris, over 100 in some areas.
Okay. So that is hot.
It is really hot.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think of LeBron's talk about playing with both sons? And could he catch Jordan and pass him to be the GOAT? Should he play that long, 25 years? Your turn to win.
All right, Andy in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's as much as it might be a little too much that he is campaigning so much to play with his sons. I like it. I think immediately think of Seth Curry and how he was afforded a little bit more room because of his name, and now he's a productive player because he was perhaps given a couple extra chances. And if LeBron does that for his kids, like, more power to him.
It's not about I understand that it's about obsessing over it or just like it's not like it's happening next year. Like, if it was that close and somebody asked him about it, Chris, I get it. But now you're talking about a kid who's now 4 or 5 years away from that. I just think to bring his other
kid
in.
It's just a lot of pressure.
That's a lot to me. That just sounds like LeBron, like you just said, he's been in L.A. for 4 years, Chris. And he's been hurt 3 of the 4 years.
Right.
That's fact.
Right.
All right. Let's check in with Josh in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Josh?
How y'all boys doing? It's good to finally hear both of y'all on this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been
be
some summer.
Again.
Right? Some
it's
summer.
Been a while.
Yes.
But As for LeBron, he's doing LeBron-type things once again, trying to force his sons in the league by using his name and everything else like that. I'm not with it. It's only 400-and-something positions in the league. I think it's unfair to a lot of people, but that is the world we live in. But I think that you should want your sons to get in there on their own strength. They're already going to get a lot of pub just because you're LeBron. We're talking about Bronny's the 39th or 40th best player, which I don't know if he should be, but he is. Why are we not talking about the 20th best or the 10th best or the first, you know? And right. That's already respect to LeBron. So he doesn't need to do all this other stuff trying to get his kids in the league like that, you know. And as for the Jordan thing, I will not disrespect your lovely program by saying that he will pass Jordan. That argument has been done.
All right.
Well, and I've done it better than anyone. So I'm just saying, hey, what if he wins 3 rings and plays the next 6 seasons or something like that? But, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he'll – like I said, I don't think he's going to win another championship, right. Let alone yeah. 3.
All right, let's go. Ron in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ron? Ron.
Ron going once, going twice.
Ridiculous.
You know what? He was he's upset because the Raiders are being laughed at on the internet, right? After cutting another first-round draft pick.
Oh, yeah. Rob G is upset.
Rob G?
Rob G tried to force that into the show.
Rob G is upset.
It's a big story, Chris. It's a big. It's cut down day in the NFL.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Fans. What's his name? Maylocks? What was his name?
Mike Mayock.
Mike Maylock. But, boy, not a good move by the Raiders making him GM. Would you say that?
I think the bigger problem was letting John Gruden be the de facto GM.
Yeah.
Yes. The 10-year, $100 million contract wasn't a good idea, you mean?
Nope.
Wow. Who knew?
It was good for him. I mean, it depends on your perspective, Chris. If it's well, you get a 10-year, $100 million contract.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. That means somebody has a man crush on you when they give you that kind of contract. I'm just telling you.
Wow.
It is. They got a man crush.
Rob knows about those man crushes. Your man crush got crushed.
I got crushed. And you know what? I was in D.C. at a Nationals Padres game when the news came down.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Rob, I wanted to ask you this. We know Fernando Tatis Jr. caught using a performance-enhancing drug, out for the rest of the season. Here's the question, Rob, and he's only, what, 23?
Yep.
Is this going to taint him for the rest of his career?
I'm going to say, Chris, no.
Remove your feelings
for him.
Here we go.
No, no, no. I'm
going to
give you this.
And
no,
be
no,
objective.
No.
Okay.
I'm being objective. No, if he doesn't get busted again from this standpoint. He can't get busted again. Now, all bets are off if he's busted a second time.
If he is busted again, then it will taint his whole career.
Here's what I'm going to say. The old guard writers would hold it against him, and he'd have no shot at the Hall of Fame. Mm. But the new school writers don't look at it the same way. If you know, that's how Bonds and Clemens got 63. They needed 65% of the vote.
Was it all new guard?
Well, a lot of new guard. That's how it got to that number. They needed 75, Chris. They didn't get there.
Right.
But the old guard was the one who kept the vote away from them. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think that if he doesn't have another episode and you want to buy into I had wingworms, or you might even
Hold on.
You want to buy into he was hurt and trying to recover quicker and he thought this would speed up the process because he was missing the whole year. I'm just trying to if you
buy any of that?
No, he got busted.
I don't think anybody buys that.
But I do think that because he's so young, if this guy plays 18 or 20 more years and continues to put up the great numbers he put up in the beginning of his career and he doesn't have another incident, I don't think it's going to hurt him as much as it hurt the other guys who had that happen later on in their careers.
I hope you're right because I like him. I think he's a tremendous player, talent. He's got charisma. He's got everything, right? And I would hate, he's so young. I mean, he's going to be a factor in baseball for the next 20 years.
Right.
Close to the next 20 years. And I'd hate to see him do all this under a cloud of, suspicion.
Suspicion. Yeah, yeah,
How about this? And I said this last week. I think it was with Evram. Why not come out and say, look, I don't want this hanging over my head the rest of my career. I made a mistake. I was wrong. I will not do it again, but I'm going to show you how great of a player I am. They can random test me through the rest of my career whenever they want. Or I will take a test every couple of weeks the rest of my career.
Right.
Like, how about, to me,
Chris, because
I think
idea.
You make I think you make a good point.
About the but younger that's still writers?
Yes, but that's, and the length of his career. Like, he's got right. a long way to go. But that still leaves it to chance, right?
Yeah, no,
it still puts it in the judgment of others. If you say, test me every week or two, I want to be tested every week or two.
For the rest of my career.
That, then you automatically, like, no one will be able to taint the rest of his career.
And,
if you come out and do that.
And the thing is, he's so young in his career, even though he got off to a great start, he got to $320 million, we know all that. But you're right. If he would have put together 10 or 12 years, Chris, the net, right? He's an all-star every year. He leads the league. He wins a couple MVPs. And he's being tested along the way where there's no doubt. It would be hard
you
for people to say, right,
to
totally dismiss his career.
I don't see how in the world you would. And like you said,
that's a great idea.
If you
want to
say, yeah, if you, well, you, you will steal it out of, but do it. Do it right the heck out of it.
That's a good column.
But really, like you, even if you want to say, okay, the first 3 years of his career, we're not rocking with that. Okay, what about the next 18 when he was great, right? And he was tested every week. I really think that's what he should do.
That's not a bad idea.
If he's a clean player.
Yeah, and I don't do they take blood? Is it a blood test?
I don't know.
Cuz I don't know about getting a blood test every week.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That would be tough.
That would be a lot. Your wife would know, being a doctor, that I don't think you want to get stuck, Chris, every week with a needle.
Right?
If you don't have
I think there's something that he could do publicly to, you know what I mean? Like, just to alleviate this suspicion. But anyway, the Knicks, you really, they signed R.J. Barrett 4 years, $120 million. Could make it tougher for them to get Donovan Mitchell. And you see this. Now, we'll get to this deal a little bit later. But you just think this is the Knicks being the Knicks.
Only from this standpoint, Chris, and this is what, according to ESPN's stats and information, right? Barrett's deal, Chris, ends a remarkable 23-year drought by the Knicks. He's the franchise's first draft pick to agree to a multi-year contract extension after his rookie deal since Charlie Ward in 1999. So when people say, oh, the Knicks are cursed, no, they're not. It has nothing to do with curse or happenstance or anything else. It has to do with bad management, bad draft choices, bad front office people. That's why they've been bad. How in the world, Chris, could you go 23 years and not sign another contract from a guy you drafted in the first round? It doesn't even make sense.
It's
23 years?
It's unbelievable.
Did you know? I didn't even know that until I saw that today.
No, I didn't know that. It wasn't something I was thinking about, but if you think about the Knicks' best players since Patrick Ewing, Latrell Sprewell, not their player, not home.
Allen Houston, who was a free agent.
Yep, got him in free agency. Stephon Marbury briefly, but that was a trade. Carmelo Anthony, trade. Amari Stoudemire, free agency. Who else? There's got to be
a couple more players.
Just that tells you. I mean, we just covered the last 20 years of Knicks basketball, and we named about four dudes that were worth naming. But that, Rob, it's been a mess. Marcus Camby, if you want to keep going back a little further,
right?
He wasn't a homegrown product. Larry Johnson, not homegrown.
They got him from Charlotte.
You're right. Like, it has been a mess. And we talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and rightly so, right? A lot of people, kids growing up, like, why in the world are they such a big deal? Like, really, why are
Cowboys
they such a big deal?
Haven't been to an NFC Championship game since 95.
Right, right. Now, the Knicks aren't a big deal, unless you're in New York. But still, I think, you know, because ESPN, you know this, Rob, because ESPN's in the East, on the East Coast, a lot of people from New York, the New York area, end up working there. If the Knicks are good, they will be all over ESPN.
Yep.
All over SportsCenter and all Right? They're just never good.
Because ESPN and the other flip side, Christian, you notice too, is Boston. Boston and New York are smack dab in the middle, and ESPN's in Bristol, Connecticut.
Right.
So a lot of people have worked in both of those markets, both of those cities, and there is a, you know, Boston, New York
thing. A bias, yeah. But if they're any good. And obviously the Knicks haven't been good. Yeah, it's just there's no defending what they have done over the last two decades. It's as simple as that. I do like the Barrett signing. We'll get to that a little bit later.
I'm not
but,
knocking that. I'm just saying like 23 years is an incredible number.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, there's plenty more to get to. Some parents just don't understand, said the Fresh Prince. We'll explain next. A couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Nice. Nicely done, Iowa Sam. Nicely done. Little Fresh Prince there.
So hot.
After that little comment I made. All right, well done. All right, we're the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Studios. And we could talk all night long, really, about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/rewards/redeem rewards. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right. Matt Araiza, the former punter for the Buffalo Bills, accused of raping a 17-year-old girl and then sending her in to be mishandled by some of his former college teammates has been a big story. And his parents came out and spoke up. And Rob G, tell us what they said.
Yeah, they put out a statement and it was lengthy. I'll read part of it for you guys. Here's what they said in quote, joint statement from the Araiza parents. Once again, people have taken this information as factual when it's not. We do not wish this experience on anyone, but question why our son is the only one receiving this kind of treatment by social media and national news media. The vitriol has been on him alone. He has been extorted, discriminated against, harassed, and the subject of multiple and continuous threats of violence and death. He has been released from his job, and our entire family continues to receive horrific threats of violence and death. We have all been canceled, every member of our family.
All right. Here's what I say. Look, I don't know what's true, what's not. Obviously, we've seen the allegations. They're horrific. I don't have a problem with what the Bills did, distancing themselves from this situation, just saying, look. And they didn't, Rob. When their GM spoke, he didn't say the dude is definitely guilty. He just said,
look,
it's not what we do. It's basically, look, this is a PR nightmare, and
you know what the Bills
we're not
are
going
to
through
do,
a core
Chris?
Punter.
They're trying to win a Super Bowl. They got right. One of those quarterbacks. They don't want this.
Yeah, they're like, we
can't do it. We had a caller,
Rob, we had a caller yesterday who said, oh, if this was Stephon Diggs or Josh Allen, they wouldn't have cut him. They wouldn't have. They would have been like, let's let this thing play out. Let's see what's true, but for a punter, they're like, no. And here's the thing. It's wrong. Like, why is your son getting the bulk of the press? Because the other two guys aren't in the NFL.
Hello?
He was not only in the NFL, but he was being touted as the next great punter, the next
guy. Act like that has nothing to do with it, Chris? We know that. Who has the name or notoriety?
Yeah, I get it, but I'm explaining it to him. And Deshaun, I don't know if they're trying to put it all on him. Deshaun Watson went through the same stuff, right? So yes. He was presumed guilty. So it's just, look, I hopefully the truth just comes out. But I understand parents, feeling the way they are. But there's a reason for all of this stuff. And Rob, here's the other thing. The parents really don't know the factual truth either.
No.
If he did you think he's telling his parents?
Right. And we get it. You're going to support people, Chris. It happens all the time. There's murder cases and the parents of the person who committed murder or is alleged, they're in the courtroom supporting their child. I get that. We all get that. It doesn't mean that you just can't abandon people, right? Just totally. And I understand a parent pushing back, but for them, they don't understand why his name is out there and why he's a star. He's a public figure. He worked for a high profile job. Most people who go to work, Chris, nobody knows who you are. That's why they don't mention your name.
You're right. It's as simple as that. And no more, no less. If those other guys were in the NFL, they'd be catching the brunt of it too. In fact, they might be catching it more because he's just a punter.
Exactly. Right?
And so, you know, look, it's a bad situation all the way around. All we can do is hope that the truth comes out. And if he's in it, look, because here's the thing, Rob. And he said it. His parents are saying it. Oh, it's not what's being reported. He said he can't wait to share his side of the story. Fine. If he's innocent, Rob, and we know, we said it. Look, it still was statutory rape. She's 17. She's underage, right?
That's the part. And again, we're just going by the law of the land, Chris.
Right.
She could have signed off on it and said, I'm with it. And if her parents want to press charges, they can.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Even if it was consensual. So you better be careful about, like, pushing back and, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, because he did something wrong anyway. And barring the parents of the young lady suing. Now, let's say he's proven innocent. And he did, even though he had sex with a 17-year-old. And barring them suing him for statutory rape, Rob, if he's proven, you know, she made up the story and, okay, they had consensual sex, but that was it. Nothing else crazy happened. I think he'll be back in the NFL at some point. As long as, like, her parents don't press charges, make it a huge, you know, keep it going, I think he would get back in the NFL if he's proven innocent of, you know, rape or, you know, like the heinous stuff that was reported.
Right.
And so
they'll get their day
in court.
It's a tricky situation, and public opinion is not the court of law. No one has said that he's guilty, Chris. He still has his day in court. It doesn't mean that public opinion is not going to be out there. That's all.
Right, right. Especially nowadays, social media. An hour left. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.